Well, and that brings us to the delegate wars. Trump, Donald Trump, is blasting the delegate system, which many Americans are also learning or remembering from history class, is different from state to state. Last August, Colorado changed theirs. Instead of a costly statewide caucus or a straw poll, party activists choose the nominating delegates, and they did so this past week, and they are all Ted Cruz supporters. So now Colorado's Republican Party chair, Steve House, is getting an earful from angry voters. Somehow his phone number was circulated on the internet, and Donald Trump tweeted video of a supporter in Colorado burning his Republican Party card in protest.
I think you're going to see a whole lot more of these. I've been a Republican all my life, but I will never be a Republican again.
Again, a Donald Trump supporter burning his GOP card in protest of what happened in Colorado. Donald Trump is accusing Ted Cruz of stealing votes, buying the all-important delegates. So what exactly is allowed? Domenico Montanaro, NPR's lead politics editor, joins us now. And Domenico, start there. What is allowed? We're hearing some accusations of delegates being bought outright.
Yeah, and you heard Donald Trump actually say that Ted Cruz is offering all kinds of quote-unquote goodies to people. We haven't seen any evidence of that just yet, but almost anything is allowed, to be honest. 1976, the last time we had an open convention between Ronald Reagan and Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford, remember, was president at the time and was offering rides on Air Force One, state dinners. He'd had some of these delegates over to the White House to watch different events. They can pay expenses, per diems, all expense paid trips to places like, you know, Mar-a-Lago, where Donald Trump has a resort in his luxurious home in Florida. So a lot of things could happen between those 40 days at the end of the primary season on June 7th until the convention happens if nobody gets to that 1237 number.
Well,
I reached out.
Well, just remind people before you go on. I want you to go on. But just remind people again, because everybody's suddenly going back to old civics books because this hasn't happened, this kind of, debate over delegates, because things haven't been this tight. And, you know, delegates are, in most states, are bound to the voters. You know, in the first round of voting, when they get to the convention, they have to vote the way the people in their region did, except in Colorado and some other places that have this more unique look at how they pick the delegates.
Yeah.
But as you say, all the delegates, after that first round of voting, if Donald Trump or another candidate doesn't have the number needed, 1237, then all the delegates become unbound. And that's what this is about, getting them even on that second round of voting.
Yeah, well, or the third or fourth round of voting, for example. Florida goes four rounds of balloting where they're bound, and Ted Cruz is already – his people are already in Florida trying to make sure that he's at least a second choice for a lot of these folks. But I reached out to the Federal Election Commission, who would be the governing body over this, and one official there told me there really aren't any rules about this, quote. Said, but in terms of what candidates can spend, it's not something our regulations speak to. So short of essentially a Department of Justice bribery statute, you know, you can't offer cold hard cash to somebody, but almost everything else goes. Super PACs, it's a little bit different because, you know, there can't be any coordination with campaigns. There can't be any appearance where a super PAC, winds up paying somebody or paying for stuff because there's rules about coordination and the like. So in that way, the Federal Election Commission says that campaigns and these super PACs or committees should reach out to them for guidance. But you know the old axiom, ask forgiveness, not permission.
Well, what does this say about Donald Trump's campaign? Because this is not new. We've been saying, you and I have been saying for weeks that Ted Cruz, and not just us, others have been saying that Ted Cruz really had the ground game, really understood that it's more than just showing up at a big rally. There's all these, you know, machinations that are going on. Is this about the Donald Trump campaign really not understanding how American politics works?
In some respects, it is. I mean, he's new to the system, so now he's calling it crooked and corrupt and rigged. And that's why he hired somebody like Paul Manafort, not to get too far into the inside game here, but he needed somebody kind of on the inside who understands how the delegate system works. And it's still fairly early in the delegate scooping up process. So, you know, you're seeing a little bit of a different Donald Trump now and his campaign. You don't see him tweeting quite as much. We're wondering if there's a little bit going on there where Manafort's trying to rein some of that in. We'll see just how good their delegate selection system will be in the next couple of weeks because there's not a lot of time left.
Well, and I have hasn't the system, which a lot of people haven't understood, why isn't it just one person, one vote? Why are these delegates involved? But hasn't he benefited from the system as well?
He has, actually. He's actually outpaced how many delegates he's gotten based on the popular vote. So if it went just by popular vote, he would actually have fewer delegates because of how the delegates are awarded by congressional district in a lot of these places. So that's something he's benefited from. And he complains about this 1237 majority number, calling it very random. But it's not very random. Since 1856, Republicans have actually had in their rules that you have to get a majority of Republicans to vote for you.
Yeah. Domenico Montanaro, NPR's lead politics editor. Something tells me we're going to revisit this. Thank you.
Let's hope so. It's a lot of fun.